This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Rob Wilson. He's going to be talking about how to expand into appreciating your now, the moment that's here right now. Rob believes that expanding into appreciating your current situation opens you to understand and admit the outside world had zero to do with your blame and shame. He believes that we embed things according to our beliefs, opinions, viewpoints, thinking, knowing, and memories. And he's going to be opening up your wisdom, insight, and clarity to understand why your life is faultless, blameless, shameless, and featureless. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing very excellent. Thank you. It's my honor and privilege to be here on the show, and it's always fun to be here. It's always exciting.
It is, and it's always my pleasure to have you. I just love the way you explain things and how you are ever expanding and helping us to do the same. So let's talk a little bit about why you believe it's so necessary to keep our focus on today's reality.
Today is all you have, because we've lived a continuous now, and if you keep repeating the story of the past every morning, you live the past today. And something I've expanded into, stop complaining about your life. When you wake up in the morning complaining, you already stained your day with self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. And the now is all we have. And actually, the now is actually showing you the hindrances of your past, because the only one that can hinder your life and hinder you is yourself. And I had to discover that myself. I was doing something, and all of a sudden, I'm my own hindrance. And that's what we are. And our thinking, memory, mind, opinions, viewpoints, and beliefs, and childhood, and all of our ancestor stuff, parents, is holding us back, because it's all subconsciously embedded. And when something into now activates that, we go right back into the same drama and trauma.
Right. So I have a very important question for you. It's easy to say I'm going to keep my thoughts on now, but you know how our brain works, and they have to be retrained. How do we begin to retrain that brain so it doesn't go into that reliving everything, complaining about it endlessly, and we can break that cycle?
You got to do it now, and it's really a simple saying. Mm-hmm. Why is this event occurring for me now to expand me, and where's the wisdom in my situations? And the biggest thing is appreciating your current situation. Stop thinking and knowing and trying to learn your life. Open up to appreciate your current situation for what it is, and just be very, very forward about it, and then you can start moving. But it's being totally appreciative about, I don't care if you're living on the streets. I don't care if you're a PhD and the President of the United States. You got to appreciate the situations in front of you. And once you appreciate them, and then you can start asking, why are my life events occurring for me now? And I'll give another thing you got to have is an FOFT attitude, and that's F off, F that attitude, so you don't set a boundary in the fears to go backwards. And that is kind of where it is, because our boundaries that we set before are the ones controlling our brain. And it's the now wire or now circuit to brain, not redo, because every time you redo something, there's a memory from the childhood or something that's going to take you back. So it's a now circuited, now innovated, but anything with a now or it's a new now. But you got to, the redos and all the other stuff, the transformation, the change he'll create, all's got to go, because you're going to expand now, energize now, experience now. And it's a natural optimistic wisdom with a wanderer's will to move forward in life. And we've been taught, the school system taught us all through life, do you remember? And
yes.
So everything we was taught in the school system was from the past.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you had to memorize all that stuff from the past. So let's talk about that boundaries again. When you talk about not having boundaries, Are you talking about letting your life be boundless? You're not talking about setting boundaries with others. I just want to clarify that.
When you set a boundary, let's say something's occurring and you don't want to experience it,
mm-hmm.
and there's somebody comes into your life, you set a boundary. Well, every time
right.
you set that boundary is a new fear. That's a subconscious, because the brain, the emotions, and your body all took a snapshot of it. And a boundary, when you don't want to do something, sets a new fear, a new limitation, new everything. And the question you want to ask yourself when that's going on, you know, what am I afraid of? Why am I scared of this? You want to ask a question that's going to take you on this. And you can just flat say no thank you or F off, FT that, because you don't have to address it, but you don't want to set a boundary because that way you don't have a new fear. And it's really about, why am I scared of this? What am I afraid of? And see, what I've really learned is trauma and drama are a manipulation of your insecurities and immaturity to keep you the same. And that's what it goes. And see, something I learned today about myself is trauma and drama, I use in the way I tried to manipulate my parents out of getting out of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do the same thing to myself today.
Ooh.
And I had to do that because I got to be there. I am the unmanipulator of my life, but I'm unmanipulating my own inner stuff is what I'm doing.
Interesting. That's fascinating. So then if something that we don't like, let's say somebody's doing something we don't like, or it's constantly coming into our life and whatever, we don't like it. What do we do instead of setting a boundary?
Why is this occurring for me? Why? Because you're attracting it. There's something in you that you're not addressing. Everything you think the outside world is doing to you, you're doing to yourself.
Okay. So we have to get to the bottom of why does this person, or sometimes the same type of person, is different people, but they're acting the same way. Why does this keep reappearing in my life? That's the question you're saying.
Yeah. What inside me is attracting this? What am I supposed to let go of? And that's the thing. Quit blaming the outside world for anything. It's all inside you. And as soon as you understand the outside world is doing zero to you, you're doing it to yourself, you can become to the now. Because we've been taught revenge thinking. And something else I really expanded into is ancestor aggression. We still are living our ancestors' aggression today within ourselves. And all the negativity in the world and all the hate and anger, it didn't all start here. It come from our ancestors forward.
Okay.
And there's three things we've really never expanded out of: the Civil War, the Depression, and the Great Society. And it's because the Civil War, that animosity, see, that's ancestor aggression right there.
Okay.
And see, that's our ancestors. We bring it today. And it's an unconscious, subconscious embedding. And we have no clue on how to do it. And all the anxiety towards other people, that's all inside the people. It's an inside job, and that's the thing. We're afraid to admit it's ourselves, and I got a new little saying since I saw you last. It's called ascend, admit, and appreciate. Ascend out of your current despair. Never let the past hit you in the ass again. With the now I begin, now I won. To admit it's always as my own hindrance. To appreciate my will and thrill to move forward.
Okay. I like that. I like the word ascend. That feels really, really good. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
It's A-S-S-E-N-D.
You cracked me up.
It's my word.
Well, it's your word. But still, it sounds like, and you're moving up. You're moving forward. You're getting away from that stuff that you're stuck in. It's wonderful.
And see, the thing is, the outside world isn't holding you anywhere. You're holding yourself everywhere.
Right.
And that's what, you know, the sooner you open up to admit that, the sooner you liberate yourself. And something else, something I did, and I'm called Emancipating Expressions, Politically Incorrect Inspirations. If you let go of change, heal, create, transformation, feel, I mean, forgiveness, think and learn, and open up to instead of learn, you want to comprehend. Instead of knowing, it's understanding and wisdom. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking, it's inspiration. All that does is take the memories out of being involved in your life. And when you're trying to change your life, there's too many memories. And it's expand. It's expand. And that's just be the tour guide of your life. Because life is a guide, trial, and a dare. It's going to guide you to the controversy, adversity, chaos, challenges, untimed events, to make it a trial of tribulation and daring you to expand out of it and open up to your dreams.
I love the daring and the expand together. It just feels really, really good. I like that. Very nice.
And see, here's the thing. You want to develop your own vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we learn, and something else, you want to rise above the school system. Everything you learned in school is what somebody else wanted you to know and how they wanted you to act.
Right. So true.
And everything written in a book with punctuation is what somebody else thinks you should know and do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm punctuated in my writings.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So what do you think the main message is that you're bringing to the public?
Liberation. You're trying to break the chains of the past in the present moment. See, we're actually, you know, every time we took a test in school, what was the key
mm-hmm.
word? Remember this because it's going to be on a test. Remember this. And every time you failed something, everybody said, Do you remember? And we're full of memory. And 60% of the world we live in is negativity. And every time we hear the media, they're manipulating us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I am the unmanipulator of my life. And that is something we do it ourselves as a manipulation. We manipulate ourselves with our own thinking, knowing, viewpoints, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that freedom stuff, because that freedom that you, it's just too many years of being indoctrinated, you know, the entire school system and beyond, even beyond school system, other places indoctrinate us as well, churches, you name it, organizations. So getting free of that, I mean, it's a journey. It's a path. It's not something that happens in one day.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And see, the sooner you understand, the only one, you know, and society isn't holding you back. Society isn't doing anything. You're doing it to yourself. And something else we've never been taught is to understand our own unique talents.
Mm-hmm.
Our talents are unique. And we're never going to, you can't compare yourself. It's like playing basketball. You can't compare yourself to Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or anybody good, because that was theirs. But
right.
Your innovative, your wisdom, ingenuity, imagination is equal to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that, because as you say, in the school system, they wanted us all to be the same, learn the same, you know, have the same skills in all the subjects. Math, English, and history, and reading, and et cetera, but that's not how we were made. We all have our individual talents and gifts.
Yeah. And that's who we are. You know,
mm-hmm.
And we're always trying to be, you know, in the kid, and this is something we've all done. You know, we was always trying to be somebody else, you know?
Yep.
And so that we actually taught ourselves to be somebody else, and we're really we're still the same. But well, here's the thing you really want to open up to. And you know, we watch TV and we always watch the underdog come up and be the hero, right?
Yep.
So we always were in our own life, we was trying to be the underdog and be the hero. Well, we forgot we stayed the underdog and forgot to be the hero because our insecurities, immaturity, and our inner landscape would never let us move forward or rise up to the hero. So you want to start out, this takes some doing, and I'm still way from this. You want to be the hero of the now.
Ooh, I love that.
And you want to be your hero. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or what anybody else thinks. You desire to be the hero of yourself.
Love that.
And when you're hero of yourself, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that. I love the hero of now. That's so powerful. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Rob a question or just talk to him, the lines are open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with guest Rob Wilson, talking about how to expand into appreciating your now. So, Rob, as much as you talk about being in the now, it does take a lot of practice. You know, we get... our brains are so used to working a particular way. What are some good tips for bringing ourselves back to now?
That's a good question, because that is an interesting thing. But it really comes down to asking yourself, is this, and you'll witness this within you. Okay, this is the past and this is the now. And it's really about starting to realize and be focused on your present day, your day-to-day life, because you're going to start seeing how the past is inside that life, inside your daily activities, and how the same people keep coming forward. That's when you start understanding. I expand out of it right here. It's in your daily activities, and it's in your day-to-day life, and you start paying attention to it, and stay away from the water cooler and the gossip, and quit talking about other people.
That's always a good suggestion. Yes, I like that.
and you know, the thing is you start out in that question, why is this occurring for me? Why is this event, experience, and encounter occurring for me now in the present moment for me to expand my life now? And it's really stop using the word past and start using the word now and all that all at the same time. It's really not trying to redo anything, you go past. But now, why is this happening? Where's the wisdom in the now? You start asking yourself now questions instead of why is this happening to me? And yesterday happens, today occurs.
I like that. Nice.
Occur means open conscious clarity, unleashing rebellious savvy in the present moment.
Very nice. There's something wonderful about being in the closet because the worry isn't there. I mean, unless you're being chased by a bear, right? If you're in the
closet, you better be really. You better get really in the now and feet don't fail me now.
That's right. That's right. But seriously, unless you're in a precarious situation, the now just is so free of anxiety, right? So free of worry. We're just experiencing our life.
Yeah. And see, if something, if something unsavory is happening in the now,
mm-hmm.
And if you step, and a lot of times trauma and drama starts from the past when you step back and you don't feel you faced it and done the right outcome. You was a underdog trying to be the hero instead of being the hero of the now.
Mm-hmm.
That's when trauma and drama comes because it's a memory.
Okay, very good, excellent.
And you know, and it's what am I afraid of and why am I scared of this? And the reason I use scared and afraid, I want to cut through all the crap. I want to cut through it and get right to the core of it so I can expand out of it right now. And, you know, that's where the FOFT attitude comes in. It's F off, tell it to F off, F that. And say no, thank you. This is never for me, or something. Use a word that lets you out of it, like this is never for me.
Mhm. Mhm. I like that you use the whatchamacallit and whatchamacallit because it disarms all the emotion that you have attached to that person or that event.
Yeah. It can be flip-a-ma-jig be gone now.
Right.
It's giving yourself the freedom to escape with dignity.
Mm. Okay. Very nice. So let's talk a moment. You have a gift for the listeners today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. You go to my website and you go to there's some downloads there. There's some deals, and it's on the summit page. You click on that, and there's some gifts on there and stuff like that. And I'll get you there's some gifts on there. There's some downloads for some their audios, and there's some questions and stuff like that for you to expand to be of the now.
Yeah, the link is right here on the blog talk. It's mycowboywisdom.com/visionary-vocabulary-meditation. So you can go there and get all sorts of downloads for free and examples and questions. And the regular website is mycowboywisdom.com. And from there, you can navigate to anything that you like. Very good. I just want to make sure you can get a hold. That's right here on the blog
and
talk.
It's actually mycowboywisdom/summit to expand through life, hyphens in it.
Okay.
That's where everything is. And there's a entertain the brain self-hypnosis there, and there's a CD, Letting Go. The only thing I'm going to say about the Letting Go CD, make sure you're sitting down when you listen to it because you will be relaxing and resting before it's over.
Oh, wow. Okay, so no doing that while you're driving, for sure.
Well, yeah, you won't make it. Because I'll be honest with you, when we edited that, it took them 4 or 5 times to do it because they can only stay awake for like 10 or 15 minutes at the most.
Oh, my gosh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Well, that sounds fantastic. What a great way to get relaxed and just relax your body and relax and let go of everything. That's wonderful. I'll have to try that one.
The first 35 minutes of that is about letting go, and the last 25 minutes is all inspiration. And in there, there's a technique where you sit in a chair and put all your stress and doubt and everything in your hands, and then when your hands get so tight and they can't handle it anymore, you just open it up. You open your hands up and let it go.
Wow, this is amazing. Very good. So now you know how to get a hold of Rob. So what's one last thing that you'd like to say to listeners? We have about a little bit over four minutes left. Something that's really on your heart today.
What's on my heart today is to rise above all the education you ever had and be the optimistic observer of your life and see where you're manipulating yourself. And just say, I am the unmanipulator of my life. But open up to listen to the clarity of yourself and take think, know, and learn out of your life. And for learn, use comprehend. I listen for the clarity to comprehend the wisdom. And what comprehend over learning is are both good words, but you comprehend what is for you. Learning, you're trying to figure out what the other person wants you to know.
Yes. Exactly.
And so you comprehend. And also I'm going to share this with you. We have been taught to be second all of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the English language. Just do this. Say you and I, and then say me and you and see what you feel.
That's an interesting point. We have been taught to be second, always. In school, everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, and that's something. You're first in your life. You're not second to anybody. And I just emailed you the links to that.
Okay, good. I think I have them.
So people can go.
Yeah. Okay,
and them both right there.
Okay.
And also want to share, it's not the mind. You want to take mind and mindset out of your life. Instead of mindset, it's a forthright focus. So you're moving forward. And the brain and its entertain the brain hypnosis is about releasing the good chemicals of your brain to your body. Your mind don't release the chemicals, your brain does. You want to unleash and let the good, the energizing chemicals of your brain flow.
Wonderful. It's funny because I was about to ask you to explain what hypnosis does and you did it before I even asked you. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And all hypnosis is a higher awareness, and you're more alert than you ever been in your life. You're just more relaxed.
Very good. I think we could all, but this whole world could benefit from being more relaxed and being less anxious and being in the now. Well, Rob, it's been a pleasure again having you. You've been on my show several times. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing of your cowboy wisdom with us and with the listener.
And
go ahead.
It's my honor and privilege to be here. I like coming here because it's always an expanding experience.
That's wonderful. Very good. And for me as well. I always learn more and more and more. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but a replay is being created of it right now, so it'll be available. Please spread this to people that you know that are looking to get rid of that anxiety in their life. They're looking to really step into their purpose because this is a way for them to be able to make sure that you listen to our next episodes of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.